Welcome to the Something to Think About podcast, where we take a closer look at what the Bible says about common questions. I am Andre Palmer.
All right, welcome again as we continue our look on the art of listening and the reason why we should be good listeners, which can improve our overall quality of our relationships, help us resolve conflicts, and also ensure that we have good time with people in general, because we want to ensure that we enjoy our time with others. And according to James 1, we must be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry. Now, this week we want to focus on five things that we should be listening for when we're actually listening to people, whether that be in our conversations or otherwise. So there are five things that we should be really paying attention to when we're listening to others. And if you think about it, if you're in a situation where somebody comes to lodge a complaint about a product, maybe it's damaged, wasn't working, and you are the person listening to what the complaint that the person is having, what exactly are you listening for when you're listening for the complaint or what the person is saying, which will qualify that person getting an exchange and their money back? So that can prove that what this person is saying is true. So that's what the thing we're talking about, exactly what exactly we're listening for. If we're hearing the words that the person is saying to trying to find out what the message is, what message are we listening for? So that's what we want to look on this week. So there's five of them, and the first one is a command. Is it that the person is giving us a command that they want us to do something? So it's like your boss coming to you and telling you that, hey, we're going to give you this assignment to complete by Friday. That's a command. So they're telling you to do something. So this can be a boss to a subordinate, or a husband to a wife, or a wife to a husband, parent to a child. Sometimes it can be parent to parent, asking for help, that sort of thing. These are the type of things that is general when it comes on to just passing on simple information. So you're listening to see whether or not the person is asking you to do something. So it's really that, a command. Is the person asking you to do something for them? So it's like you have a flat tire and you call somebody who's nearby to help you. You may not have the right tools, and you may call the nearest station to give you some support. Or if you're on the highway, they have a support system where you can call and they say, hey, broken down at such and such a marker, can I get some assistance? Roadside assistance where I am at. That sort of thing comes on to your, what you're listening for is the person asking for help and the type of help that the person wants. So that's the first thing. The second thing is a warning. So this can come in the category of, hey, I am in downtown, but there has been a shooting on such and such a road, just telling you to avoid that section if you're coming downtown. So warnings generally tells us to avoid certain things, danger, that sort of thing. So when somebody really explaining a warning, you know, it's generally a concern, and they want to ensure that your life is protected and preserved. So the warning is really there to help you to avoid danger. Now, the example of a warning is a parent to a child. So the child is doing a particular thing and you want them to stop doing that particular behavior. So, for example, jumping on the bed, for a simple term, and you don't want the child to drop and hit them head. So you say, hey, stop jumping on the bed because you're going to hurt yourself. That's a warning. Or you are being reprimanded by your boss for missing the deadline. And they say that, yo, if you do this again, you might be fired, or you might lose the job, or you might lose this project. So warnings are some of the things that we're listening for. It help us to learn from our mistakes, help us to avoid trouble, and it keeps us and it preserves our relationships in terms of warning. Hey, I don't like when you do this thing. And sometimes some persons, instead of saying it clear cut, they may tell a story or explain it in a very long-winded way But the moral of what they're saying is, hey, I don't really like what you're doing. The third thing that you're listening for is wisdom, insight. Wisdom and insight. Wisdom in terms of wise words, principles that can help you learn and grow. So you may ask somebody for help in terms of your finances, and the person may give you some tips and some principles of how to resolve your financial problems. And then you put those principles in place. And what you're listening for now is really the wisdom nuggets and some helpful tips that you can use to apply to your life now. And then, you know, these things can come in many forms, can come in reading a book. It can come in somebody sharing their experience with something. So, for instance, you buy a particular car and then somebody sharing the experience with that car may break down every minute. Might have engine problem, transmission problem, not fuel efficient, that sort of thing. And if you're looking to buy a car and hearing about their experience, you know that you will avoid buying that type of car because the person has shared some wisdom with you and some insight as to the type of car that you want to avoid, which is a warning. You know what I mean? And that sort of thing can be helpful when you're making decisions going forward and even learning about other person's experiences. The fourth type of thing that you're looking for is insights. Little things that you can learn from person's stories and experiences. Things that you can learn from what exactly happened. Insight into what exactly is the problem and the potential solution for the problem. So, for example, you are at the hospital waiting to get access to medical care and you're having a difficulty. So if you work at the hospital and somebody comes to you to explain their problem, what you're really looking for is some insight as to what caused the problem, the root cause, some of the triggers, and then once you identify what the problem is, the potential solutions and the treatment plan to resolve the problem. So these are some several things that you can think about. Problem solving comes into this category in terms of insight and into what exactly is happening, troubleshooting. So if you're working in customer care or tech support, what exactly causing the problem, an overview of what is happening, so you know you can diagnose a solution. And to know exactly what the way forward. And understanding is the last thing that you want to do, is to understand the person or the feeling, the impact, understanding what causes the issue. And all of that now can help you now to determine what you should say, how you should speak. And these type of things are important when you want to preserve your relationships and to ensure that things go smoothly. So understanding whether the person is making a command or asking for help, they're trying to tell you something to avoid. So these type of things that you should be helpful when you're going forward. So Luke 18:18 says, so pay attention to how you listen. Those who understand these mysteries will be given more knowledge. However, some people who don't understand these mysteries, even what they think they understand will be taken away from them. So heed the words of Jesus. Ensure that you pay attention to how you listen and to ensure that you fully understand what people are saying to you. So these are some tips that we want to leave with you this week. And think about these things. Pay really close attention to what persons are asking when you're actually listening to the requests. And the goal really is that when you're listening, you as the receiver want to be open-minded, receive the message, and to examine it before you respond. Anyway, that's it from me. God bless and one love.
And that's our show. Thanks for listening. I release a new episode of this podcast every Tuesday, wherever you listen to your podcast. If you find this information useful, please share this episode with a friend. This podcast was also brought to you by RemlaMinistries.com. Resources to help you on your Christian journey, study guides, counseling, and more. For more information, visit our website at www.remlaministries.com.